Part 2. The Killers. Killer on the Run. Wilder charged with slaying housewife. South Florida Sun Sentinel, April 7th, 1984. As federal fugitive Christopher Bernard Wilder continued to elude authorities Friday, he was charged with the first-degree murder of an Oklahoma City housewife, and another grim stop-off was added to the trail FBI agents suspect he has taken west from South Florida since March. The charge filed in Junction City, Kansas, near where the woman's body was found March 26th, is the first murder charge lodged against the Boynton Beach man who authorities suspect has gone from Miami to Las Vegas, Nevada, on a kidnapping and murdering spree. Wilder, 39, has been charged in Florida for the kidnap and rape of a Tallahassee college co-ed. The electrical contractor, part-time race car driver, and self-styled photographer was placed on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list this week and is now suspected in at least 8 abductions or murders of young, attractive women. In Miami, FBI agents Friday released a 1981 video recording of a well-groomed and quiet-spoken Wilder, sitting relaxed before a camera and discussing what he called his goals, his need to meet more women, and his description of who the right person for him would be. Agents said they hope broadcasts of the cassette tape across the nation will help lead to Wilder's capture. "It's a hell of an investigative aid for us," said Bureau spokesman Dennis Eric. "Anyone who has seen this and then sees him will know it's him." The FBI declined to identify where the 6-minute tape came from. In what appears to be an interview for a dating service, the cassette depicts Wilder in a yellow sports shirt and jeans, sitting on a couch while being questioned by an unseen interviewer. "I have what I call a need to meet and socialize on a more wider basis than I've been," Wilder said. "I want to date. I want to socially meet and enjoy the company of a number of women." When asked what his objectives for the future were in the 3-year-old tape, Wilder said, "Hopefully meeting the right person, somebody with depth, somebody with some background specifically to themselves, somebody that I can feel comfortable with." Wilder discussed his contracting business, his hobbies of car racing and water skiing, and his dislike for bar-hopping as a means of meeting women. "Bar-hopping is not and never has been one of my greater joys," he said. "I've reached the point where I can't go to Big Daddy's and feel comfortable. I'm a little out of that category," he added with a laugh. The version of a reserved and good-natured Wilder captured on the video cassette seems a contrast to the man authorities across the country suspect him to be. Wilder, who investigators believe fled from his Palm Beach County home in mid-March following the disappearances of 2 Miami models, was charged Friday with the murder of Suzanne Wendy Logan, a 21-year-old Oklahoma City woman who disappeared March 25th from a shopping mall. The victim's body was found the next day in a picnic area at Milford Lake in Geary County, Kansas. "Wilder very definitely is our man," said Geary County Deputy Sheriff William Depish. The warrant listed bond for the elusive fugitive at $2 million.